You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics with Nick and Audrey Newmont, only on LA Talk Radio.
These are so cool.
Hello there. So cool. Hi, we are here with Mainstream Metaphysics, and can I just say how excited I am?
Yeah.
I have the amazing Carolyn Hennessy here with us. Yay!
Right. Hello.
And live audience, it's on tonight. And we're going to get to Carolyn in just a minute, but I would like to
hang back.
First announce a few things. And one of them is we're missing Nick Newmont on the show tonight, but he decided it should be a little bit more of a girl's thing, and you'll see why coming up. And I just want to say we are still wearing our fabulous pieces from Lauren Grant. Carolyn has hers on tonight. She's only going to be here till Friday.
It's not mine for, 16 easy payments of $499.99. No, not that much. It's not that much.
So if you want to come over, Friday is the last day to have them. And we're also acknowledging our sponsor, Agelum Products. That's why Nick and I are so less on the wrinkles at our age.
Really?
You want, yes. Oh, it's good stuff. I mean, good stuff. I've been using Nerium for years. And that's why I'm 110 and look like this. Just saying. So I want to make some announcements. We have some workshops that are coming up. On Saturday, I have the workshop that is where we do the collages with the crystals. You bring in your canvas. We have a boatload of crystals here. We make it a fun day. We've got yummy snacks. We do social distancing. It's a lot of fun. And on Sunday, every Sunday, or just about every Sunday, we have a women's group. It's on live and it's also Zoom. So it's at 10 o'clock on Sunday. It's for an hour and a half. And we address all the stuff that goes on in the world of women, using tools to overcome some of the challenges that we're facing. And on December 12th, we have the Arthurian Tarot taught by the fabulous Nick Newmont. He makes the class a lot of fun. It's like a day-long class, and by the end of it, you are pretty proficient and able to do tarot readings for your loved ones and your friends and yourself. So those are the announcements that we have. And then we're going to jump right into...
I have a question, though.
You.
Do you have to know how to read, like the Rider-Waite tarot deck, in order to learn the Arthurian tarot?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. He goes through the whole Arthurian tarot, and so you're learning it like you would be learning the Rider-Waite.
Gotcha.
So okay. He makes it a lot of fun. He's amusing. I think that's one of the reasons I married him. He amuses me. So he makes a lot of fun.
He's so droll. He's droll.
So to get to people that amuse me.
Yes.
Carolyn and I have gotten to know each other over the past few weeks, and I can't even express to you enough how much I have enjoyed your company.
Back at you.
We have been having such a good time getting to know each other.
Playing game night.
So she is the sister and the sister-in-law of two of my favorite people on the planet. And my sister, her sister-in-law, Becca, who has been on this show, the first time I met you, you were swigging around.
I was hanging by my toes.
You were hanging by your toes, literally. This woman is a trapeze artist on top of everything else that she does. And I'm telling you, I was wildly impressed.
Thank you.
Tell how hard that is to do, and you made it like effortless.
Thank you.
It was like effortless. How long have you been doing that?
I was hanging static trapeze. I was since I was at university, which is when God was a boy. I did a production of Comedy of Errors many, many years ago, and the two lead females were up on static trapezes, and from there it's just apparently a short leap to the flying trapeze. And I've been flying for about 20 years. And then it's only been about 6 months. I guess I have to thank the quarantine for this, because I'm able to go out. I have a static rig at the end of my driveway, because I put it up, and I'm able to go out and work out every day, and we have classes. And so it's been about 6 months that I've been actively working on the single or the static trapeze.
Well, I gotta say, it's very, very impressive. Wildly impressive. So she does that. And then you do amazing things with animals.
That's my joy. That's my absolute joy. I just love them almost. Well, no, I do love them more than people. It's as simple as that. I can't lie. And I know that I need to be a voice for the voiceless. And even more than children, animals have truly no voice. And so, I need to speak out for them. So yes, I had my own podcast for a while. I'm going to start it once again when I'm able to get my own studio built in my home, which is actually happening right now. And it's called Animal Magnetism. And it's all about preservation and conservation, real world problems and real world solutions, not the way that, the radical activists. I'm an advocate, not an activist. And so Animal Magnetism, and it's all about advocacy in the real world. And I have wonderful guests on, so we talk about everything from domestics to exotics and how to just,
You do something with elephants.
Well, I did a documentary called Elephant Trainer in the Room. And that was about 7-8 years ago now, and went to Thailand and Cambodia and with Thad Lasinek and Angie Millwood. And we talked about positive reinforcement training versus fear-based training. And we went to some of the hotspots for fear-based training.
Wow.
And it was eye-opening. So that's out there. You can find that, I think, on Amazon and or Netflix,
I believe.
Elephant Trainer in the Room. Yes.
I literally said to a client today, we'll have to address the elephant in the room.
and then I also am an ambassador for the American Humane Association, and I'm an ambassador for my fabulous Los Angeles Zoo, where my boyfriend lives, Billy the Bull Elephant, who is the happiest elephant I've ever seen in my life.
With a name like that, I would imagine.
Billy the Bull.
So then there is also the other thing, that you're an amazing actress.
Thank you.
And you have had nominations for Emmys, and you've been on I have a lot of people in my life that love General Hospital.
God bless.
I mean, they Diane heard that you were going to be on, and they were like, What?
Diane Miller? yes. Yeah, it was. I just shot my 500th episode over the course of 14 years, and it was supposed to be 2 days of work. My friend Mark Teschner, who's one of the people that changed my life by calling me up and saying, "Hey, dear friend, I've got 2 days of work for you on General Hospital," and I went, "Sure, fine, yeah, what?" I hadn't watched it in years, and he said, "You're going to be Sonny Corinthos' lawyer," and I said, "That's great. Who's Sonny Corinthos?" After he picked himself up off the floor, out of his coma, I said, "Well, I'm obviously the one person in the world who doesn't know who's Maurice Bernard, who plays Sonny Corinthos," and that was 14 years ago, and so 2 days turned into 500 episodes, 500 now, 501 episodes and counting.
Wow, that's amazing! And then you've had all these other shows that you're on as well.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just amazing. I mean, you're great at that craft. You're great at your art.
Thank you. Well, the way I look at it is, if you believe in reincarnation, if you believe that this is our only go around, it just doesn't matter. This is the life we need to worry about now. So why not do it all as much as you can possibly do? Because the more you learn, the more you grow, the more you can help people and help animals and et cetera, and be of service and make everybody else's job easier, the fewer times you'll have to come back.
Exactly.
I wish,
well, you know what? Somebody should write that down. That was well said. It's so important. And you use that in your life on so many levels. When I met Carolyn, it's like you're meeting like this, like, burst of energy powerhouse person, and you really use that power in so many, many ways. And what we want to talk about tonight, because we literally could talk about all these other things forever, but tonight I wanted to have her discuss with us what hoodoo is. And it's, I want to start by saying, a lot of people will hear the words hoodoo and think voodoo.
Yes, you're just mispronouncing the word voodoo.
Right.
Couldn't be further from the truth.
So I want you to please start with explaining the difference between the two.
What hoodoo is a system of magic. It's magical folklore. Started when Africans were taken from Central Africa and brought over to mainland United States. Now, they were also brought to Haiti and Cuba and the Dominican Republic, and those were more or less taken from Western Africa. Mm-hmm. But those that were brought here brought with them their tribal traditions, their own folk magic, and they found themselves now in a country they were obviously being abused and not paid and worked to death, but they still managed to kind of keep alive their own traditions. They also met with Native Americans, and so there was a tremendous amount of root lore, herb lore, natural lore that was infused upon it. And then you have this kind of overlay of Christianity because the slave owners were by and large white Christian males. So it's Southern African American folk magic that has been combined with Native American knowledge of roots and herbs, and some kind of Indo-European influences, mm-hmm. and then an overlay of Christianity. And so it in and of itself is not a religion, and that is one of the major ways in which it differs from voodoo. Voodoo was started and predominantly resides in Haiti, with the exception of the Haitians that came to New Orleans, to Louisiana, New Orleans in particular, and in specific. Mm-hmm. And so you will find voodoo shops in the French Quarter, but it's really only there. So voodoo is a religion. Mm-hmm. It has priests and priestesses. It has a caste system. It has initiates. It has ritual animal sacrifice. None of that is an attribute of hoodoo. Hoodoo is widespread all over the South. It's actually widespread all over the country. There are as many men who are practitioners as there are women. And it, again, it's a system of folk magic, but it relies, there's no really need for an intercessor. It's all your own personal energy. If you have determined that you are gifted for the work, you have natural divination gifts, or you are able to use divination tools like throwing the bones, tarot cards, a deck of cards, coffee grounds, tea leaves, the I Ching. However you can kind of get there, you can communicate with spirit yourself. You don't need an intercessor. So, it's like chess. It's simple to learn and a lifetime to master.
Interestingly enough, I grew up in the South. I grew up in Tampa, Florida. And I have never heard of
hoodoo.
Never heard of it. So is it like the kind of thing, like, for instance, how did you get into it?
Wow.
Is it something that is like people initiate other people into it? Or how do you get into it? Because I literally never heard of it.
Well, I got into it. It's an interesting story. And I will try and make it brief. Revenge.
This makes for a good story.
Yeah, it really does. And people hear that and they say, okay, I'm listening.
Right.
I, very, very briefly, about 6-7 years ago, an individual, through my interactions with them, left a seriously negative energy residue in my home. And another friend walked in, and she is not a hoodoo practitioner, but she's gifted for a particular type of psychic and spiritual work. And she said, whoa. And so she went home and she brought back some candles that she had dressed. She'd anointed them. And she gave me a whole list of things, protocols that I had to follow. And she said, burn these candles down. When they all burn down, this energy will be dispelled. And you also should get yourself some Marie and Landman's Florida water. So, you know, sprinkle it in the bath. And it's a great kind of neutralizer. It brings in blessings. And I went, okay, fine. So I went on to Amazon and I ordered Marie and Landman's Florida. Stuff's expensive, very expensive. And so I decided I was going to start trying to kind of make my own. Years go by, and I belong to another group, a very tight-knit family, and someone in that group had practiced sort of some deliberate cruelty on me, and it was very hurtful, and I liked, you know, it's like I'm a grown-up, but I was hurt, because I'm only human. And so the day that I found out about this particular slight, it was a little bit more than a slight, I get an email from Amazon saying, because you bought Murray and Lanvin's Florida water, you might be interested in this. And I went, oh, what is it? And it was two books.
Oh, look, one of them has a green somewhere and it doesn't show up on the green screen.
And one was Cursing and Crossing. And I went, you bet. I'm going to curse her. And so I, without thinking, I ordered these two books, Paper in My Shoe and Cursing and Crossing. And they arrived, you know, Amazon, I'm Amazon Prime. They arrived the next day. So I'm poring over Cursing and Crossing. And I read things like, you know, a satanic candle spell to curse an enemy. Huh? Dead snake in a jar. Huh? What?
Like, what have I done?
What? And I went, you got to be kidding me. Cursing with playing cards. You know, lightning struck woods in 9 foot. And I realized, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't want to kill this individual. I would like to maybe give them a hangnail for 10 years, but that's it. So I put this book down. And I also realized I knew instinctively that I didn't have any sort of protection, that if I were going to be inviting this into my life, it's also not something that, because I don't like to do negative work at all. Hoodoo can be used for negative work, but I won't do it unless someone comes to me and says, a child is being hurt or an animal is being hurt.
I get it.
In which case, Katie, bar the door. I will try and hurt you and make you stay hurt. Anyway, I also bought this, Paper in My Shoe. And this is wonderful. This talks about petition papers, writing on money. Money draws, love draws. So I've just kind of earmarked a couple of things. Mm-hmm.
It's fascinating.
Yeah,
I'm just like fascinating.
We're gonna talk about. Let's talk about this for protection. And one of the simplest sort of, as my teacher Catherine Ironwood, Lucky Mojo Curio. Lucky Mojo Curio, look it up, Catherine Ironwood. Catherine Ironwood has forgotten about hoodoo is more than anybody else will ever know. She's the alpha and the omega. So there are, you can, again, don't forget that in the South, they had to take the tools that they had. And so very often they were not literate. The workers were not literate, so they would make marks on paper. They would make signs on doors. They would use chicken bones. They would, you know, use like washing and ritual and spiritual washing. So they would, again, and a protection spell is one of the simplest you can do. So this is protection for a home or an illegal business. Ready? Because it can get down and dirty, okay? And also,
I love it for a home or an illegal business.
For an illegal business, because a lot of what hoodoo is used for is gambling, and sort of sometimes nefarious things, you know.
But okay.
And your own bodily effluvia is also very predominant, spit, blood, or wash your business or home doorstep down with your own first urine. That's right. First urine of the day, dilute it into a bucket of water, then sprinkle red brick dust on the doorstep to keep out unwanted people. To make this scrub much stronger, write the name of the captain of police on a paper, burn the name paper to ashes, and add the crumbled ashes to your scrub water. In this way, the officers who patrol your beat under that captain of police will know that your place is protected in his name, and they will not bother you. It's fascinating. And again, with this kind of magic, it wouldn't have continued down through decades and centuries if it did not work.
Right.
If it did not work.
I get it. And you know what? I totally know about a lot of different kinds of magic. And this is just fascinating.
Okay. So this is really interesting. And this anyone can do. This, it's called the Success Sigil. And I will hold it up.
There.
And so the simplest spell I know, by the individual who wrote this, happens to be Catherine Ironwood, Lucky Mojo Curio. Look it up. The simplest spell I know for money drawing and general success in a career was taught to me in the 1960s by the owner of a spiritual supply company and store in Oakland, California. All you need is a ballpoint pen, a money drawing sachet powder, which you can find at Lucky Mojo Curio, and money drawing oil, which I actually make, and Hoyt's cologne.
Hoyt's cologne.
Hoyt's cologne. Again, specifically Hoyt's cologne. In a pinch, you can use whiskey instead of the oil or the cologne. So what you do is on your money, you write out the word success, but you eliminate the vowels.
Okay.
So it's S-C-C-S, S. And then you add to make it balance out, you add another S on the front. So it's S-S-C-C-S-S. Mm-hmm. And then you write it again underneath it. And then you, like a crossword, then you draw it twice so that the C's form the basis of four separate sigils. And that's called the success sigil. If you write that in the corners of your, yeah.
So interestingly enough.
And then
isn't a C the word for coins?
Well, cent.
How funny.
Through all the S's and through all the C's, you draw a dollar sign for the S and you draw a
already
cent
went
sign.
There.
Yeah. And you do that and you can put that in the corners of contracts, but you can put that in like a wax crayon.
So when you're putting those in, aren't you also holding some sort of intention?
It's all about intention. The thing that makes hoodoo so accessible, so simple in a way, is no matter whether you're doing it yourself or you go to, if you don't feel like that you're qualified, if you don't feel that you know what you're doing, if you go to a hoodoo practitioner, also called a root worker or a two-headed doctor or, there are various names, right? If you feel that you need to go and actually pay money to have someone work on your behalf, still you are actually in the act of going and forking over that money. So your intention is all over that work.
Okay.
And so, but if you feel qualified to do it on your own, again, it's all your personal intention. And the way I look at it, especially for work that is beneficial, like a money draw for yourself or for others, inviting love into your life, inviting success into your life, seeing to it that you win in a court case. I look at it as if, you know, you're sort of throwing it up to spirit saying, I am down here working as hard as I can, dancing as fast as I can, just tap dancing as hard as I can. I need some help. So I am not relying on you only for any good that comes, for any result that comes, but I am actively participating.
Okay.
And that to me is the magic something that makes this particular folk magic practice. So
you're taking that intention and you're putting a good strong action to it.
Yeah.
And you're literally inviting spirit. Mm-hmm. That's fascinating. Mm-hmm. That's just fascinating. So you have all these little rituals that you do with it, and you've got your mojo bag. What other kind of tools do you bring forward with this?
Well, I've created an altar in my home, and it's a very safe and sacred space for me. It's in my office, and I will show it to people because I think the more people know about this particular, because again, it's accessible to anyone, even if you don't feel that you're incredibly gifted for the work. Again, you can always go to a professional root worker. Mm-hmm. But I have an altar in my home, and on it I've got there's a green cloth to bring in money. Mm-hmm. There are money candles. There are personal items. There is a small tub full of coins. Mm-hmm. There are various works in progress. There are various spells in progress. A candle to bring in true love. That I reburn on the 12th of every month. Mm-hmm. And so when I wake up in the morning, what I do is I start with the sort of the general morning prayer, and then lighting candles. And there's a very specific ritual to lighting the candles. You can't actually use like a butane lighter or a match. You have to light something else before you light the candle.
Okay.
But all while you're, and then you kind of, you use sage and you use sweetgrass in connection with the sage. But before you do anything else, what I do, and this is how I was taught, you have to, you can say it extemporaneously. I have it written down because I want to make sure that I don't forget anything. Mm-hmm. And it's a general prayer of gratitude and asking spirit to help. But the very first thing you do is you thank, and you acknowledge the ancestors, and that's capital TH, capital, you know, all caps. Yeah. And that is the ones who founded this, the original Africans who were brought over here and enslaved. You thank them because out of their suffering, we have this astonishing practice, mm-hmm. which we would not have. And I would much rather we not have it than them have had to go through it. But they did, and there's nothing that I can do about that now. So I simply say, I acknowledge your suffering, and I thank you, and please look down benevolently on my work today, and may all my works be crowned with success. Yeah.
That made me goosebumpy.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. You know, there's so many ways to make life happen. And like Nick and I here, I have my tools for transformation. Prayer is one of the big parts of it. Appreciation is one of the big parts of it. And all of these different practices that we do to keep centering ourselves mm-hmm. and reminding mm-hmm. ourselves of who we are, where we're from, and where we're going. And Nick has his own practices and all the things that he does. So what I'm hearing from you, it's all a beautiful practice of appreciation, of gratitude, of just acknowledging exactly what I just said, but then you're taking more into it. Like we talked about recipes. And
yes.
Wait, before we even get to the recipes, I wrote down my keywords I wanted to bring up with you. This thing about morality and justification. Let's talk a little bit more about that.
Right. Because as I said, there's also a negative aspect to the work, mm-hmm. or there can be.
Yeah.
As with everything.
It's your choice.
And I have actually been in conversation with Catherine Ironwood. Lucky Mojo Curio. I'm just going to keep saying it. LuckyMojoCurio.com. Again, and the books that she has, the books that she's written, just thousands and thousands of pages. So I was talking to her and I said, okay, when I was studying with her, let's talk about morality and karma and justification.
Yeah.
Because if someone comes to you and says, okay, I want to break up that marriage because I want that man for my husband, even though he's in a perfectly happy marriage, et cetera, et cetera. I said, how do you, that's immoral as far as I'm concerned. That's harming mm-hmm. for your own selfish purposes.
Yeah. It's not what you would want done to you.
No, not at all. And I said, what about the laws of karma? Now, Catherine doesn't actually really ascribe to the laws of karma. She says, well, look, I'm a practitioner. I'm a professional. So if somebody comes to me and wants this done, I have to decide whether or not I want to do it. And if I do say that I want, if I do say, yes, I will do this, it's there. I'm just the facilitator for someone who could do it on their own, but doesn't feel that they are equipped to. So it's, I tell them about the fact that, you know, negative energy could come back to you tenfold,
mm-hmm.
might. I give them the tools to possibly ameliorate that. But then I ameliorate it by washing with hyssop, purification, et cetera, as prescribed in the Bible, because again, the Bible is used in hoodoo. So I said, okay, all right. So there are ways to sort of absolve yourself of the negative energy that comes from doing negative work.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, so now what if I wanted to do any type of negative spell? She said, well, look, I feel that you always have to be justified. And there again, that's when if you see somebody, an innocent soul being hurt, that to me is the only justification
mm-hmm.
for any kind of negative work. If somebody is being actively harmed, somebody who is innocent, who is being actively harmed.
Okay.
So, you know, that's kind of how my morality works with this particular work.
So in the work, there's all the negative and the massive amounts of positive. And for you personally, you take it upon yourself to look at it and own your own morality.
Yes.
I wouldn't want that done to me. I'm not going to do it to
Absolutely
somebody else.
Not. And also,
treat
you know,
others
yeah,
how
you, never,
treat.
You never know what's going to come back at you. And it will. There's cause and effect in all over hoodoo.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So with that being cleared up, I really appreciate that, by the way, because, you know, in life, we're always making our choices, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
There's that thing. It's like, I keep seeing it all over the place. It's like, do unto others. That thing when you say there's the part of the Bible in it.
Mm-hmm.
So where does that come into play if they are using the Bible and they say?
Well, listen, there are people who...
I asked the interesting hard questions.
They did interesting things in the Bible too. Do you know what I mean? There were immoral acts performed in the Bible, and the stories were told, but then there was usually a punishment that followed.
The consequences.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. So there can be the result that you are looking for might not be the result that you ultimately get. It might be something that, you know, spirit might say no. In which case, if you really want that result, you might have to kind of dig a little further. But you could be opening yourself up to some crossed conditions, as they say. Especially if in decades past, if the individual, and again, you know, these groups in the Deep South, they're like villages. They were very small, you know, mm-hmm. Like people, everybody like Mayberry, everybody knew everybody. So if Miss so-and-so was a hoodoo practitioner and so-and-so went to, so, you know, then it could be, it could, there could be, you know, rival spells going on.
I think there's been movies done about
that. Sure.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So you never know who's going to, and then there's jinx breaking and then somebody's going to lay a trick on you or cast a spell on you or jinx you, and then you have to get rid of that, and it's like the Hatfields and the McCoys. It's too
all
much.
The more reason to
it
have
just
the practice
to let it,
that you
yeah,
have going
just to
on.
Let it, you know, just do work for the benevolence.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I love how you practice it. Then, so you have some goodies over here.
Oh, I just brought these. Yes, this is my, because Florida water is incredibly expensive on Amazon. Hear that, Jeff Bezos? It's incredibly expensive. So I actually started my own little shop called Queen's Curios. So I blend my own Florida water called Queen's Cologne. And the first oil, I have a particular penchant for blending a very effective spiritual oils.
Huh.
Yeah. So this is called, it's all under Queen's Curios. So it's, everything's Queen's. So this is the Queen's Treasury.
Mm-hmm.
And this
Wait,
is,
what does this do?
This is it's a money drawing oil.
Okay.
And this is a success drawing oil called the Queen's Crown of Success.
Crown
of Success, you will find every candle shop or spiritual supply company will probably have a Crown of Success. So I think I formulated about 9, 10, 11 oils at this point. And then
I forget, let me just ask you real quick. Where can they get this?
You can find me at queenscurios.com.
All right. So queenscurios.com, all of
word.
This.
Yeah.
All right. Just
yeah.
to be clear.
Yeah.
All right. Now go on.
And this is one of the staple tools of hoodoo. And this is a mojo bag, not the blue, but the red inside of it. And I can actually touch this because this is actually going to my nephew, if I ever see him again, as his birthday present.
Right.
But this is one that I actually made this. So I know what's in here and how he will need to, what he will need to do, the procedure that he will need to follow. But this is for success, to draw money, to draw good luck, mm-hmm. to open himself up to love, and all things beneficial. And so he would follow the instructions,
mm-hmm.
and carry this on his person in a hidden place. Or it can also be used to protect the home. So you would put this in a hidden place in your home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Yes.
And then you have other little goodies.
There are, well, it's a Van-Van. So you use Van-Van oil, which is kind of an all-purpose oil, Van-Van. Mm-hmm. And you would follow the procedure to sort of activate this. And then you would feed it, they call feeding it, with Van-Van oil. And I do not make Van-Van oil, but you can find it at Lucky Mojo Curio. And then this is called 7-Eleven Holy Type Oil, which I'm also giving to my nephew, because my nephew apparently has gotten into Bible study. And this particular oil, they call it holy type oil, because you have to actually be prescribed by the church in order to make the recipe in the Bible and call it holy oil, but you can make holy type oil using the exact same ingredients, and you can get away with it by calling it holy type oil. So I'm giving, because I can't make holy oil. But this is the same ingredients. And again, when you are creating a new spiritual oil, all the ingredients that I work with have to be blessed, and the whole concoction as a whole has to be blessed. So
the Van-Van oil in particular, what would he actually do with that?
He will once he goes through the prescribed procedure of taking things out, anointing these certain elements in here. There's what, angelica root. There's a John the Conqueror root in here. There's a rabbit's foot. There's lemongrass, five finger grass, and a couple of other things that I am forgetting. Oh, devil's shoestrings are in here. And he would take them out. He'd lay them out. He would add a personal element of his own, and do a couple of things, tie it all back up. And then he would, before he ties it again, he would dress the four corners. He would do like this, and then a four spot pattern on the corners of the bag here, four spot when it's laid out flat, and then a five spot over the lucky shamrock.
So just like the John the Conqueror, we have that here, and I know what that does. Mm-hmm. So basically, when somebody has a mojo bag like this, it's a continual reminder. It's a continual
connection with spirit.
Yes.
Yeah.
I get that. I think that's really special.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
And when you get your mojo bag, you don't let anybody touch it. It's yours. There, and the tools that you use in if you were to ever find yourself drawn to the work, those are your particular tools. When you write on a candle, like write a petition on a candle, go around and around, what's called screen, you don't let anybody else touch your tools.
Okay.
Because they're yours, and they have your particular energy on it.
Love all that. And then there's something about food.
Food, yes. Yes, again.
Hoodoo food.
Hoodoo food. This is created by the Ladies Auxiliary of the Missionary Independent Spiritual Church. Again, something else run by Catherine Ironwood and her husband, Nagasiva. And I have, because the herbs that we use to create spiritual oils that work on, these are living herbs, living roots. Mm-hmm. And they do their work for us on our behalf, whether they're in a concoction like this, or whether we cook with them, or whether we brew them into a tea. So I've earmarked a couple of recipes for instance, this one's for money. And this is called Bring Me Some Money Mini Meatballs.
Bring me some money, right? Mini meatballs.
And every ingredient in these meatballs has a purpose and meaning. So for instance,
I got to just stop you for 2 seconds. I had a woman who wrote a book about being successful and making money. Mm-hmm. She literally wrote one book and she put two different titles on it. So she literally put two different covers on it. One was about, I make money. It just happens. I just do it. The other book was literally called I Shit Money. Okay, so I'm thinking when you make this recipe, you can have that kind of book to go with it.
Well, good for her.
Seriously, I'm not making this up.
You might.
Her name is Dottie, I'll just say that.
What goes in? Okay, so and again, this is on page 15 of the, it's called Hoodoo Food.
Okay.
And it's money and finances are not topics reserved for New Year's Day alone. Concerns about the state of one's billfold or business arise at all times of the year, and so do the recipes designed to keep money close and bring new cash flowing in. Particularly interesting are the many recipes to sweeten clients, customers, and even coworkers. For many, a spoonful of sugar is the antidote to the stress of finances or the workplace. So bring me some money meatballs. Turkey, that's substance. Breadcrumbs, substance. One egg, fecundity, right? Milk, nurturance. Grated onion, good luck. Salt, protection. Pepper, protection. Basil, money, success, and happiness. Nutmeg, money drawing. Olive oil and water, smoothing the way and blessing. So again, if I could put basil and salt and nutmeg into an oil, or we can eat it, you know. So, and you can use these oils on candles, to dress candles. You can, mm-hmm. you can use them to dress money. This is the Queen's Treasury. You can use them to dress money, to dress petition papers, drawing money, the petition papers that you would put under a candle, mm-hmm. you know, that you keep lit on your altar. And the Queen's Crown of Success, I use that to anoint myself, you know, when if I've got a big audition, or if I'm going into work and I want to have a successful day.
So, curious question, in that book, do they literally have different ingredients and this is what it's good for? Like, yeah. when we're making up mm-hmm. our scents, it's like, you know, lavender would be something for being more calm. Mm-hmm. So is there a whole list of what herbs do whatever Absolutely. In the book?
Not in, you know, they have just like one word, this is for protection.
Okay.
If you want the kind of the be all end all, again, by Catherine Ironwood, it's called Hoodoo Herb and Root Magic.
All right.
And this has pretty much damn near every piece of flora
okay.
known to man, and what it does and what it is used for.
Love that. Like yeah. there's lavender right
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Lady Slipper Orchid. Like. Yeah.
That's okay.
Lemon. Oh, it's probably best for me. Golden Seal, Dittany of Crete, Dixie John, like the black hair of a dog. I mean, it's all in here. This is a wonderful compendium. It's kind of the only thing you might ever need. But for instance, there are other recipes in here. Like there's a fresh ginger and mint protection tea. And it's two things, fresh ginger root, fresh peppermint or spearmint leaves, and 8 ounces of spring water.
All right.
And you know, you can drink that and feel protected. There's also a whole thing on cooking with bath water. Because don't forget, bodily effluvia is very, very big.
You mean cooking with the water after the bath?
Yeah.
A lot of people are over there cringing.
It's okay. It's all right. You don't have to.
Just so think. We want to know exactly why we want to cook with the bath water.
Bath water is a powerful personal concern. And when fed to another, it can overpower and even dominate their senses. The man who will drink your bath water is a man intoxicated with you. The ritual bath you use to collect your bath water should be completely free of any mineral salts and soaps. Instead, add a tea made from edible love herbs, sweeteners, or milk to your bath.
I can see that. You know, the bath is going to take on your energy, right?
That's of course.
It is. It's going to take on your energy.
There's a wonderful ritual.
Go ahead.
If you want to, a very, very quick money draw for the bath is by boiling cinnamon.
All right.
You boil cinnamon in like a gallon of water, maybe 4 or 5 sticks of cinnamon, and you keep that in a gallon jug in your refrigerator. And every time you take a bath, you just pour it in and you thank it. Because again, these are living herbs, living roots. You pour it in and you say, thank you for what you do for me. You know, I honor you. Thank you. And then when you are done with the bath water, when you're done with your bath, you air dry and you take a cupful of that bath water and you walk out to your curb and you sprinkle that bath water from the curb to your doorstep, and you just say, money comes to me, money comes to me, and you are drawing money into your house.
Love that.
Are you dressed or still nude?
Hmm?
Are you dressed or still
nude? Well, I'm nude because I want to give my neighborhood a thrill. No.
No. Becca asked if she was dressed or nude. That's where that answer came from.
Yeah, but there are all these very small, simple rituals that for whatever reason, work.
You know, the fact that you put appreciation into so much of this, you know, in the work that I do, one of the things with appreciation is it is a powerful energetic.
It's huge.
It's the most powerful.
It's huge.
We have a hand over there. What's your question?
5 minutes. Oh, five minutes? Oh, we have 5 minutes?
It's not
That's it.
I already saw it. I'm paying attention to the clock tonight. Yeah. I'm
and
on it.
Again, I'm trying to just, you know, talk about as much as possibly can, but each one of the things that I have talked about, it's like morning prayers or ritual cleansing or food or oils, that's a 6-hour discussion could be.
So do you ever do workshops with this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
if anybody wants a workshop, we could maybe arrange to have Carolyn here and you guys let us know. We can arrange a workshop.
No bodily fluids.
No bath water.
No, but we can talk about petition papers and candles and screen candles and what they would need to bring. And we can maybe make some candles here.
Mm-hmm.
We can do that.
We make candles all the time.
And very quick and easy money draws. Like, for instance, the quickest and easiest money draw is to walk around with a quarter or dime in your dominant, in the shoe of your dominant foot.
A quarter or a dime?
Quarter or a dime.
Okay.
Walk around. It can be.
And
can
appreciate the shit out of it when it's hurting your foot at the end of the day.
That's right. That's why it's usually better with a dime. If you want that, if you want a lot of money, walk around with a quarter. Or you can fold up a dollar bill.
All right.
Yeah.
That's just fascinating. I can't even express to you. One of the things I love about it so much is you're making it a practice in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get up in the morning and you have that ritual that you do.
Mm-hmm.
You start the day with that. So whether you're doing hoodoo or whether you're doing whatever the practice is, the intention behind it is solid, you know, and I love that you made a choice for yourself to really put your practice in the more positive or in the positive lane.
I have to. Again, because whether you're a person who's been a professional practitioner for years and years and years, and you're like Teflon and nothing's going to come in, you never know. And there's too much negativity in the world anyway. So why add to it? Again, people make a living doing negative work, but it's just not even something I want to consider. And in addition to the ancestors, I also like to thank my ancestors, my father's mother, whose gravesite is very close to where I live. So going and getting some graveyard dirt, big, big, very, very powerful stuff that can be used for good or ill. And so I thank my ancestors and I thank God and I thank the ancestors.
In this time where things are so contentious with, you know, everything, I love that you're appreciating the ancestors that brought this in.
Oh,
and you're honoring them. It really helps to make this time better.
Yeah.
You know,
you have to, because I think again, Cat Ironwood is probably, they sit at the table. They set the table. They laid the table. They are sitting at the table. I am the only other individual that I know who can also sit at the table who is Catherine Ironwood, but I'm a guest at the table.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have not had the experiences that they have had, nor will I ever, hopefully, you know, probably. But I have to appreciate what went into the formulation of this, of this spiritual practice.
Yeah. And so much of that practice really kept them moving through that time.
Huge.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely kept them going.
Yeah.
Absolutely kept them going. I believe.
So I think that maybe for some of us, this practice can help us move through this time that we're all experiencing. So whether you're doing a hoodoo practice, whether you're doing any kind of practice, spiritual practice, this is another form of spiritual practice. And whatever it is that you're doing, I think that appreciation part of it, I probably could talk about that all day. It's just huge.
Gratitude is word one.
Yes. And I'm just so appreciative that you came here.
No,
today.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
And of you in my life now. We've been having such a good time. You're so much fun.
Thank you. Yeah, there's lots to talk about.
Right? But at this point, I want you to take this last minute and yet again tell us one more time where we can contact you and your
You can find me at my website, which is Carolyn Hennessy, which is the shortened version of both spelling. I mean, carolynhennessy.com. Or if you're specifically interested in oils and or petition papers or how to do something, a particular trick or ritual or spell, you can find me at queenscurios.com and info@queenscurios.com.
Okay. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
And thank you all for joining us. We had so much fun. It's such an interesting topic.
Go.
So we will be so happy to have you guys join us next week. What are we doing next week? Who's on next week?
Us.
Oh, it's Nick and I again next week. And possibly, I think we were talking about having Merlin join us. So I think next week could be a Merlin week. If you have any questions of Merlin, let us know ahead of time. In the meantime, be kind. Enjoy each other. Have a good time. Focus your attention on anything and everything that's going right and any and all solutions. And share this with your friends, please. Have a great week.
All right.
You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics with Nick and Audrey Newmont, only on LA Talk Radio.